ECB, they have the money we need, and effectively, they can demand anything they like.
Well, first of all, we're not bust. We have substantial cash reserves, and the EU acknowledged that, and they expect us to use part of them in resolving these problems. But you are right to this extent, that we don't have many other lenders available to us in the future. It doesn't appear from the way we were shut out of the markets in recent weeks that we can lend money ourselves on the markets at present. So part of the purpose of this exercise is to demonstrate that Ireland has facilities available to it which will enable it to go to the market. In other words, if you provide a very substantial facility to Ireland, it may not be all drawn down, but it demonstrates that Ireland has a last resort in terms of funding.
Exactly, but now that we're down to the last resort, isn't the reality of the position that those who have the money we need can look for anything, can demand anything?
Yes, but I think it's important to notice that in recent years our room for manoeuvre has been dramatically narrowed by the amount of borrowing we've had to do in any event. I certainly have not felt since my appointment as Minister for Finance in 2008 that we have very much room for manoeuvre because we've had to borrow on such an extensive scale.
But you're going to publish a four-year plan on Wednesday. Is that a four-year proposal, effectively? In other words, the IMF and the ECB will decide whether that flies or not and whether it'll be changed or not.
No, it's a four-year plan. And I think it's important to note that last night, my colleagues in Europe, the finance ministers, endorsed the four-year plan, the targeted budgetary figure of 6 billion this year, and the overall consolidation, as they call it, or adjustment of 15 billion in the four-year strategy. It is true that we've agreed to an annual review, but that annual review depends on changes of circumstances. The economy can get better, the economy
can get
worse.
Of course, but when you publish this plan on Wednesday, and given that the people from the IMF and the ECB are in town, can they come along and tell me if this is wrong? I think everybody assumes they can say in 2 or 3 weeks' time, by the way, that's not going to work. You'll have to change that. In other words, this plan is provisional.
No, because of course the most detailed part of the plan are the estimates for spending for the first year, and I'm quite satisfied on the basis of the discussions to date that the budget that will be presented to Dáil Éireann on the 7th of December will be our own budget, nobody else's budget. There has been no request for any change in that, and whatever framework is laid down in that budget is a framework that will last for the next year.
Have the officials from the European Central Bank of the IMF, who have been in Merrion Street since last week, have they seen the plan?
They haven't seen the details of the budget. That's
not
a matter for
the
government.
Budget, about the plan.
They have seen a broad outline of the plan.
Have they approved
since
it?
They have only seen a broad outline of the plan after the government finalised the essential elements of the plan.
Have they given it the okay?
Can I just say that they were shown an outline of the plan over the weekend, and they are broadly satisfied with it. But,
what does broadly
you know,
mean?
The European authorities were as well. Well, nobody's going to sign off for a plan in its second, third or fourth year in every last detail. But they were impressed by the plan.
But they could come along later and suggest changes, couldn't they?
They might and they might not. But I have to say that by and large and to date, the IMF have endorsed the current strategy of the government, both in relation to banking matters and in relation to budgetary matters. Can I make one other point, Cathal? I appreciate your indulgence on this. Britain entered the IMF in 1976. They came out of it in the 1980s with a very robust economy. South Korea went into the IMF and came out of it within a year. We're not going into the IMF in a position where we're bust. We have substantial cash reserves, though a very difficult market position and an extraordinarily difficult banking crisis, which I accept has deepened our difficulties immeasurably. But we can and will bring ourselves out of this. What's important is that we maintain our economic continuity.
You've accepted that our lenders may suggest change in the plan we produce on Wednesday, and if they do, you may have to say yes. But you don't have the final say-so.
No. In fact, I think it's unlikely they will request changes in the plan. That's my own assessment.
In this studio yesterday, you said the Croke Park deal was safe for a year. So what about after a year?
Well, again, the Croke Park deal is predicated on the economic forecasts of very modest growth that will take place in the next few years. And clearly, if there's now an annual review clause in the plan and the government has agreed with that, then clearly at the end of next year, if circumstances deteriorate very badly, the matter may come under review. But can I say this? That we have we have an agreement with the staff side. It's a public service staff agreement. It will result in a dramatic reduction in numbers in the public service, and that's a key part of the plan. And we want to work with staff in the public service to ensure that real savings are made.
Why should wage rates in the public sector be safe for a year when social welfare rates are about to get the hit?
Well, because, first of all, wage rates in the public sector fell by an average of 14% last year. A very substantial reduction. In addition to that, various other measures in taxation and the like will affect public service workers in this year's budget, like everyone else in the community. So it's not a case of public service workers being spared at the expense of everyone else. As you know, the ESRI have done very detailed research on the impact of the adjustment, and I've said that socially it has been very redistributive and fair, and the sacrifices, and I accept there have been reductions in the social welfare area, but they have been the smallest reductions relative to the reductions which others have had to take.
But next year the poor are going to get the hit and those on public sector wages won't.
No, I think if you look at the over, they will, because of course taxation will be used in this budget as well as expenditure reductions to secure the necessary 6 billion target. Again, that's a matter for budget day, and I'm not going into the details.
Can you talk about the banks, a lot of detail, but the aims that you and the Taoiseach talked about, having smaller banks, restructuring the banks, can you tell us what the aims of this process will be, what's necessary?
Again, from the preliminary discussions we've had, the Europeans are naturally concerned in the first instance that the European Central Bank has to keep the entire banking system in Ireland going. They're doing that. And because of that, deposits remain and are utterly safe. There's no question about them. I was shocked to see one particular newspaper report yesterday in that regard. The European Bank has consistently stood behind the Irish banking system.
What's going to have to change in the banks? Are there going to be fewer banks?
It's important that everyone understands that day-to-day cash is there and will be provided and is provided. But of course the European Bank is concerned at the amount to which the Irish banking system has become dependent on this facility. So structural change is required in the banking system, and it will be an intensification of the type of measures which the government has already adopted. So you saw last week the European authorities requested, and we complied with the request, and we all agreed to extend the guarantee to the end of this year. You've seen in the various press accounts of the discussions to date that the whole question of seeing are there other assets that can be got off the balance sheets, whether by sale or by transfer to NAMA, that's on the agenda. And equally, you can see that the actual injection of further capital and building up a reserve that's available for the bank is also on the agenda. So all of these items are on the banking agenda.
Is the treatment of bondholders, both senior and subordinate, in the banks on the table?
I think it's very clear from the discussions I've had to date that there's no divergence of opinion between the various international negotiators on this issue, at least in relation to senior debt. We've always acknowledged as a sovereign state that we pay our senior debt, and I have seen no...
Are you talking about the banks now?
I'm talking about the banks as well and the state.
What about the banks?
But in relation to the banks, again, these are very technical matters, but I have not seen any push to have senior debt dishonoured, or I haven't seen any sense that that's on the agenda.
What about the subordinate bondholders in the banks?
Well, as you know, the government already decided in the context of Anglo-Irish Bank and Irish Nationwide Building Society that substantial reductions should be accepted by these bondholders. I know that in the case of Anglo-Irish Bank, it was up to 85%. It was a very substantial reduction, and that has now been provisionally agreed by the bondholders in question when that offer was made to them. So that has been, the government policy to date has been that where an institution is so distressed that it cannot pay its way without taxpayer support, that the subordinate debt, but only the subordinate debt...
Is that going to develop further?
Is
it going to be further development of that?
Again, that has not been addressed in the discussions to date, but what I'm drawing your attention to is what the existing policy of the government in that regard
restructuring has been. Normally
means... And, of course, shareholders have taken an enormous loss in the banks in terms of burden sharing.
Restructuring normally means mergers and acquisitions and...
disposal of assets.
You mentioned disposal of assets. What about mergers? What about takeovers?
Well, again, that cannot be ruled out in terms of consolidating institutions. That may be a matter which arises in the discussions. It hasn't arisen to date in the discussions.
Is it desirable to... I'm trying to figure out... We all know about disposal of assets. That started already in AIB. But does the use of this word restructuring, what significantly or substantially is it going to mean in terms of change?
Well, what it means is that the banks will be downsized to meet the real needs of the real Irish economy, that they will be put in a position where the bulk of their lending business relates to Irish consumers and Irish businesses. That's what it means.
And only that?
And primarily that. And that has to be the primary focus of our banks. And other surplus activities will have to be discarded so that the banks are fundable as